Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies across Israel are clear with a gentle breeze. Temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant evening for those out and about. Meanwhile, in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, the night air remains comfortably warm. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. and Iran have agreed to a two-week ceasefire, but Israel states this does not apply to Lebanon. That's from Forward, coming in just now. Also, Iranian Foreign Minister insists the U.S. must choose between the ceasefire and supporting Israeli actions against Hezbollah. Jerusalem Post reported that earlier this hour, also this hour, the IDF continues its operations in Lebanon as the ceasefire with Iran excludes the Hezbollah front. This is according to I-24 News from earlier today. Separately, the U.S. maintains that the Iran ceasefire does not prevent Israeli strikes in Lebanon. Axios reported this 5 hours ago. And finally, in earlier reporting, Iran and Pakistan have both claimed that Lebanon is included in the ceasefire agreement. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago about U.S. and Iranian officials trading accusations over whether Lebanon is part of the ceasefire. Vice President J.D. Vance states, Washington never agreed to include Lebanon. Aviva Klompas shared earlier today that Vice President J.D. Vance clarified the ceasefire focus is on Iran and America's allies, not Lebanon. Streetwise reported recently that the Iranian Foreign Ministry accuses the White House of reneging on the ceasefire agreement by excluding Lebanon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran ceasefire. Forward reports a fragile two-week truce is in place, but Israel confirms it's not extending to Lebanon. This comes as tensions remain high with Hezbollah. The implications for civilians could be significant, with ongoing uncertainty in border areas. Turning to the Iranian foreign minister's remarks, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iran's stance challenges the U.S.'s position on the ceasefire's scope. This diplomatic tension puts pressure on ongoing regional negotiations, potentially impacting future peace efforts. Meanwhile, I-24 News notes that despite halting strikes in Iran, Israel maintains military readiness in Lebanon. This follows directives to focus on immediate threats, ensuring a swift response to any violations. Residents near the border stay alert amid ongoing military activities. Finally, Axios highlights the U.S.'s assertion that Israeli operations in Lebanon are not restricted by the ceasefire. Iran and Pakistan's disagreement over this could strain relations further. Regional stability remains at risk as diplomatic channels seek resolution. On the economic front, first, Maariv reports a potential end to the dominance of the Suez Canal as Hormuz closures lead more ships to navigate around Africa. This boosts the standing of ports in Tangier and the Western continent, impacting global trade dynamics. Separately, Walla reveals a beef market controversy in Israel. Retailers allegedly sell frozen products at fresh prices, deleting expiry dates for higher profits. This practice leaves consumers disadvantaged and calls for regulatory scrutiny. And finally, CTEC announces Warner Music's acquisition of Israeli music tech startup Revelator. This deal integrates Revelator's platform into Warner's global operations, showcasing Israel's innovation impact on the music industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.